Crash Course Live is presented by
Smash It Demolition Derby, who hosts Bash for Cash, Blizzard Bash, and Capital City Carnage. Online at smashitderby.com. And Stirring Dirt Racing, host of May Mania's team show at the Golden Spike Arena in Ogden, Utah, online at stirringdirtracing.com.
Reckless Abandon Derby Apparel, and Derby Inc. Magazine. This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FingerLakes1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York. And now your host, Chris Marquardt.
Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, coming to you live from the North Park Building at Academy Square, 266 on deck for you guys tonight. Welcome everybody who's tuning in at home, and we are really, really looking forward to Capital City Carnage, which is sitting just around the corner. We will be flying out in the wee morning hours of Thursday to get in town in time for the Heat Draw Show on Thursday night. First round of qualifying is Friday, and then the Twin Wheel Saturday with the Constellation Round Saturday morning, and then the main event Saturday night. This is our lead-up show, the go-home show, if you're familiar with WWE slang, I suppose, as Brian always is.
It's coming close, man. It's on its way.
It is on its way. We're going to be touching base with a bunch of folks. Tim Clark is waiting in the wings right now. Troy Bohan's going to be on the air with us. Kenneth Duff, Dylan Kunkel, and Scott Mulder all going to be joining us here as we run the gamut in our lead-up to the 2019 Capital City Carnage. Tim, waiting on the line right now. I'm sure everything is smooth in his world. How are things going, Tim?
It's doing great. I mean, I'm really excited for the show coming up this weekend. It's going to be a great show.
So what, at this point, is there left to do besides start opening up tech inspection and bringing cars through the line?
That's about it. I mean, actually, they were putting the dirt in the building today, and I'll leave in first thing in the morning to get out there. There's a couple things to do beforehand, but not much. I think we got to get figured out.
So the dirt, always a hot topic. How is the clay situation at this point?
The dirt is going to be awesome. I guarantee the dirt to be hard. If not, we'll have to take it out, I guess. But, I mean, it's going to be, they're saying the pH level is right there where it needs to be. So I think we're going to have concrete this week.
Awesome.
I like to hear.
That's
part of the
good
track, the fashion of the cars.
Right. It's like, as soon as I heard the track was going to be hard, I'm like, I was reminded of the message that you sent me over the weekend. Is it raining there yet? And it's 70 and sunny, just like every racetrack is, whether it's raining or not. But, mm-hmm. You know, the math and the science that goes into picking the clay, looking for the right moisture contents and all the different levels and combinations that go into that. I'm anxious to see a hard track from the get-go to see that way that equation's out of it. You know what I mean? That discussion is just put to bed right off the bat.
Yeah, and absolutely. I mean, we touched on it, you know, when we talked to Tim last time. You know, he's really been working hard. I know, you know, he wasn't happy with how things went with the dirt situation at Blizzard Bash. We talked about it quite a bit afterwards, and you know, things are going to be hard and fast from the beginning. So, there's going to be a lot of hard hitting, fast paced action.
Did you see Ron McClung over the weekend?
I did see Ron McClung. He, being Ron McClung, he came down to the show, swap meet, which remember to touch on that later. But he came to the swap meet, was there for a little while, gave him the vinyl, and he was en route to Stoneboro for a driver's meeting. So he drove from somewhere up in Canada to Stoneboro for a driver's meeting. So
by way of Waterloo.
By way of Waterloo. So he was busy this weekend. But you know, it's another busy. He did say that he's considering leaving early enough to stop in Topeka to watch the action on the way to Vegas.
Cool.
That'd yeah. Cool. So
he could finish building his car there too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're getting in. You're leaving tomorrow morning. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm leaving first thing in the morning. I'll be out there, say, mid-afternoon, I hope, you know.
Of course, all the action for Capital City Carnage being carried on DerbyNation.tv. We would love to see everybody in person if they can make it out to the Landon Arena and the Kansas Expo Center. But if you can't, your other option, of course, is to tune in for all the action on DerbyNation.tv. If you can't get to it, if work's got you working funky shifts or something like that, there's always the option to go back, grab it, and then you can watch it on demand for up to 30 days after the fact.
It's so cool. This show especially, a lot of guys in the West and the Midwest, they'll be farming and they're watching on their phones. And we've had guys send screenshots. Yeah. You know, they're out planting and they're watching us out there. So it's cool, man. It's awesome to bring this big derby to everybody across the country. You know, it's been a year since we've been to Topeka.
Mm-hmm. It has. And also, we want to make a quick point that everybody should be downloading the a lot of the Nebraska 511 info.
Yeah. We're going to touch on that soon.
Dylan Lane and Rachel, they had to evacuate some of their family in the midst of all the rain and weather that had come through with that bomb cyclone. I think they call them microbursts and nor'easters up here. But they had all sorts of rain and weather issues, so make sure you're keeping an eye on those travel advisories so that you're finding the smoothest way through and you don't get tangled up in some sort of flooded-out road or deep water or something crazy like that. And hopefully everybody that was supposed to be working on cars was able to get them done without too much issue. Tim, getting in tomorrow, are you doing any local media appearances? Are you going to go on any local radio shows and help push this thing and try and get the entire city of Topeka to turn out?
I think there's a radio show tomorrow afternoon sometime, yeah. And I think there's a TV coming in on Thursday, I do believe.
Cool.
Awesome.
Who's your co-pilot for the drive out?
Actually, it's one of my other inspectors. Russ is going to come out on Wednesday.
Cool.
And another guy is going to, Terry's going to ride out with me on, you know, tomorrow.
Cool. Good deal.
Russ said he won't ride with me no more. He says I drive too fast or something. I don't know.
Well, wasn't it Russ that got a speeding ticket here a couple years ago, coming, leaving Basher Cash, going home?
Yeah, he gets a couple every now and then, but I think I get a little more than he does.
Oh, man.
That's okay.
What have the questions been like? You know, usually this last week, the flurry of activity and the push to finish cars and everything, all that activity amps up and inspectors start getting more questions. Officials start getting more questions. What's the hot topic been?
The hot topic is really about tickets and stuff like that, where you can go buy them. You know, that's what the big topic is lately, about tickets and pit passes and stuff like that. Cool. But, I mean, all the car building, you know, the rules have been about the same for the last couple of years. I think all the guys out that way pretty know what we're thinking, and so we don't get a whole lot of car questions, I guess.
That being said, where does that put you in your inspection team mentally, in terms of a degree of ease, a degree of being relaxed, if you're not getting a lot of those questions, and the amount of time you spend around Demolition Derby, that has to have some sort of suggestion. Either everybody's going to be on the ball for tech inspection, or you guys are going to have to help teams burn through a lot of extra acetylene.
Well, you know, it can go both ways. Either way, you can be where everybody's right where they want to build their car the way they want, or they're building their car the way they want and they want to cut like for 3 days or something. So right. It could be two different ways how they're looking at it, I guess.
Right. So I peeked at the weather for Topeka, and it looks like it's going to be pretty decent when we're out there.
Yes.
It looks like it's going to be in the 50s and 60s.
Yep.
So I think it's going to be a nice weekend, you know, so if we get this rain not to come in. I think they was calling for one day of rain out there on Saturday, I think, but I'm not for sure now.
Yeah, I think they were just calling for the one, which, I mean, obviously it's all indoors, but it's nice to get out and do some walking and some fresh air while we're out there. So looking forward to it, man. I've been looking at the lineups for each class, and, man, those classes are stacked head to toe.
The classes are really good. You know, I wish the Lemon Well would have filled up, but I think there's a couple things that came around because of that, you know, where it didn't get completely full, but it's right up at the top. And every driver out there that's running, I think it's going to have a hell of a car, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's definitely not going to be junk there.
You were looking at the weather. I was looking at flightinfo.com to find out what particular planes we were taking from Rochester on our way to Topeka. And we're on a 737 from Rochester to Baltimore, and then another one from Baltimore out to MCI. But it is not a MAX 8. So
we're good.
I'm hoping that betters our odds in terms of staying in the sky.
I think we fly 737. I think that's all Southwest has is a 737. So I think we'll be all right.
Yeah.
Didn't they just ban 737s, or is that just me?
That was the 737 MAX 8. It was one of the new releases from Boeing. The 737, the old ones, they seem to defy physics just fine and stay in the sky. So we're gonna just hang our hat on that and hope for the best. You know, once the wheels go up, it's in God's hands from there.
Yeah, that'd be all good. I'd only jump on that plane and then drive 20 hours.
If you don't see us by 3 o'clock, don't get nervous. If you hear anything about a plane crash by 3 o'clock, I would worry.
Oh, God, you won't freak me out now.
we'll come sliding into the hall around 1:30, 2 o'clock. We'll be ready to go.
Got the car all set aside. So if the car goes unclaimed, let me just show my ID.
I can't believe you sprung and got us that Ferrari. That was awesome, Chris.
Cool. That was cool.
I'm very free.
You misread Malibu.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Yeah, we got a stacked show on deck tonight. Going to be talking with Troy Bohannon here in just a few minutes. Any final thoughts, Tim, on where things are at? I know at this point it's one of those things where it's just another derby, but it's not just another derby.
Right. I mean, it's a lot of different things and putting it indoors, I've been, dealing with the dirt, and I wanted to get the dirt in there early so even it can even dry up even harder, overnight, because you can turn the heat on and all that stuff. So mm-hmm. It's just getting that's the main critical, is getting all that stuff set up, and I think it's in the good hands of the guys that's doing it, and I think it's going to be an awesome show, and I think I'm ready.
Sam, remember the good old days when you didn't have a show until, May, and then it started out with a 600-car show, and now you got one in March with, 200 cars, and then the one in May?
Yeah, right. I don't think I can really quit, it seems like. Only for a couple of weeks anyway, then we're right back into it, so I don't know. But I love the sport, I see demolition derby staying around for the next 20 years, but,
absolutely.
I just love the sport, so I want to see it grow. That's for damn sure.
Absolutely.
Any big announcements coming this weekend then?
No, there's no big, that'll probably come out later on this summer or something. But,
all right.
Some good things are coming to demolition derbies, that's for sure.
Cool. I'm looking forward to that. And just think of this. You're talking about how you're looking forward to the summer. And after this one, you have almost, it's almost
2 months.
8 weeks off, right? Yep. You got 8 weeks off. And then it's number two, and after that, there's only 51 to go.
that's for sure. I'm going to start out with my season, with a couple big shows in a row, and then it slows down. But I don't know. I don't know if it ever slows down, but it'll do great.
Hey, at least you're never bored, Tim. You don't sit around and just think, what am I going to do? You're never bored.
Yeah. That's for sure. I mean, especially when you're trying to get a couple big shows going on, that's for sure. You're never bored.
Nope, definitely not.
Well, Tim, we look forward to seeing you on Thursday. We'll catch up with you down there when we get into Topeka.
All right, sounds great. We'll see you guys down there.
See you guys Thursday.
Thanks again.
Bye.
Travel safe. There goes Tim Clark in our Monday night sprint. We're going to be running through a bunch of guests tonight, and hopefully I can make it out of here in order to get to the fair board meeting.
School board, I thought.
It's a circus.
Fair board or school board?
Oh, it's the school board. I said fair board on purpose because it's a circus. Troy, it's Chris. Let me put you in. We've got Troy Bohannon joining us on the line now. Troy, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
We're doing good. Okay. Looking forward to getting back to Topeka. I didn't see any posts about running extra turbos or anything like that this year. Are you going to go with a more traditional approach for Capital City Carnage 19?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'm going. Got my reliable old setup. I'm going to be running in a modified class this year. Mm-hmm. And not trying anything crazy. Just going back to basics and doing the normal reliable drivetrain.
So what's the reliable drivetrain?
I've got a Grop motor and Muncie 3-speed and all the bells and whistles.
Cool. That sounds pretty reliable.
Right?
Yeah, it's well proven. I tell you what, I bought this is my second Grop motor. My first one I bought probably, I don't know, 10 years ago. And, man, I've never been let down. I've ran for 45 minutes without water and just amazing. So better than anything I could build myself, so I've just stuck with that.
Absolutely. So what motor did you have in the car last year? I remember that you had the twin turbos on it.
It was a 6-liter LS twin turboed, right. and that motor, there's nothing wrong with that motor. That was the motor worked out fine. What happened, the clutch exploded in the first 4 seconds, so it was pretty embarrassing actually. But
yeah, I remember that.
And really what happened there, you know, I ran that when the first time they had that two-man extreme heat, it was UD. And I ran that motor over there. I ran a different LS motor, but I used that same cradle. The second time I ran, I took the twin turbos. That was when Smash It took over.
Right.
And they had a little different interpretation on the lower cradle. So so the rules said you could only have a lower cradle, which the cradle I ran was just a lower cradle according to UD. The Smash It guys looked at it a little differently. So long story short, I had to cut some stuff. And when I was cutting to get through tech, I could either point my torch towards my oil pan or point my torch towards my transmission. I chose to go towards the transmission, and I really think I blew some slag onto that clutch or something, because it would have lasted longer than that. But it was pretty embarrassing. But I haven't given up on it. I've still got that motor. I'm going to run it again. I'm just going to run it at a little smaller show, and I'm going to put an automatic behind it. And actually, I just picked up over the summer last year, I picked up a 74 Cadillac two-door. So twin turbos will come out again, but it's going to be at a smaller show, and it'd probably be, I'm not sure if it'll be this year or next, but we're going to give it another try.
What's the game plan for this year? I mean, last year it was a big splash running the two-man class. It was more of a fun run than anything else. This is, you know, you're going back to a reliable engine combination. That's a no-joke combination, and you've got a decent car put together to come and run in the mod class. What's the goal for this year? Are we coming to win? Are we coming to put on a show?
There's no way with the list of drivers that you've seen in the mod class that I'm going to tell you I'm coming there to win. there's too many excellent drivers in there. I'm coming with the best car I know how to build, the best parts I know how to buy, and I'm going to do my best. But there's no way I would ever say I'm coming there to win with that. With that class of drivers,
right?
And we'll just see how, you know. I'm not going to be the one that sets the pace, but I'm not afraid to run wide out if that's how it goes. But you know, I'm just there to compete with the best in the nation and see how it turns out. You know,
and that's, I mean, I've touched on that a bunch. Is, you know, that, I mean, that's what it comes down to. I mean, you know, we've all lost at our hometown fairs. Every one of us has lost at a hometown fair. So, you know, to go out there and run with the best and, you know, not win, I mean, it's not a big deal. And you got to look at it as a learning experience. I mean, you know, things that work for you, you know, motor or, you know, drivetrain-wise, car build-wise, driving-wise. I mean, it's a big learning lesson. I mean, it's, you know, okay, so you got beat, but you got beat by some of the best in the country. It's not a big deal. And, I mean, that's what I think a lot of people, you know, they look at these, in my opinion, you know, a lot of people look at these, the bigger shows the wrong way. They said, oh man, I can't go there and compete. Well, maybe not, but maybe you go there and learn a little bit each year, and then you are competing with the big guys, and then you are knocking off the big guys. And, you know, that's what I really like about these big shows is, you know, every year you get a couple of the newer guys that come up and, you know, and they make a name for themselves. It's really what the sport's about.
There's a thing with this class at this show, too, is, you know, we've talked so often about these cars are generally the leftover Blizzard Bash cars, and they're going to run them all summer long, and a lot of them will run all summer long even after they run in the mod class here. But it seems like the activity comes in spurts. You've got the opening getting to know you, the first 5-7 minutes, where it's just kind of figuring out who's hard and who's harder.
Yeah.
And then it picks up, and the cars are so tight that everybody gets the adrenaline dump. And it slows down for a second, everybody catches their breath, assesses what's left, and that's when the blood's in the water, and you see the field start going down one at a time, and it'll get really intense down to about the last four, and then it'll become a little bit more of a chess match. So you've got to have the mindset to last through all that stuff. So to say that you're going to come out and win, Troy, I kind of agree that that's not something that I think anybody's going to come out there and say, given the entry list, but there is something to be said on the flip side about somebody who's coming out there with the mindset to run at the same pace as everybody else and be patient enough to give themselves the opportunity to be around.
Sure. But that's the way I look at it, man. If I go to a local derby, the modified class is the class I run, mm-hmm. and so I'm comfortable with these builds. That's what I build. That's what I run year-round. Mm-hmm. If I go to one of my local shows and I don't end up in the top three or four, I'm highly disappointed. Sure. If I come out here this weekend and I end in the top 10, I will be thrilled. You know what I'm saying? It's a total different experience. And, you know, it is what it is, but I'm anxious to get out there and see how my stuff holds up against other guys and you know, see what happens. But you could go down that list of drivers and it's easy to pick 10 that you would be assured would be in the top three. But unfortunately, you can only fit three in the top three.
Right.
So,
yep.
Is what it is, but it's gonna be fun. I'm anxious to get down there. I mean, you go to this show and it's just a group of people there, not just in this class, but all the classes. You know, when you're back in the pits, it's just a good atmosphere. A lot of guys that are really serious, and there's like a mutual respect, you know, amongst everybody. And it's just a different feeling than normal little derby.
That's, you know, I was helping my buddy Dan this weekend. He had some truck trouble. And I was helping him, and you know, we were talking about Derby and you know, comparing the local to, you know, the national level like this. And I said, that's one thing I really enjoy about the national level is it's kind of the same group that runs the national shows, so they all know each other and they all beat on each other. And you know, yes, at times this guy's mad at that guy, but at the end of the night, most everybody gets out and shakes hands, and there's none of the petty, you know, he did this, he said that. It's nice to just go and watch a derby, and you know, it's fun. I think that's what makes it enjoyable, is that it is at another level. It doesn't, you know, it guys go out and, you know, everybody runs hard on the track, and everything stays on the track, and everybody's happy afterwards. And
hey, God, it's mostly, but I don't think everybody's happy after it's over with.
Well, no, you're right. I mean, at the end of the night, you know.
There is a difference. I mean, I there's a lot of these local shows that I go to, and I get accused of being a cheater every time.
Yep.
And it's like, guys, they tech me harder than they do anybody just because I've done decent at these shows. And so I guarantee you I don't get any special treatments. I get teched harder than anybody. And then after the show, there's always somebody crying, oh, he cheated. And you just don't have that at these bigger shows, you know. Yeah. Which a lot of that's the promoter too. I mean, these guys go above and beyond to make sure everybody's on a level playing field, and that's awesome. That's why, you know, I like running these shows where they're, you know, you're not going to slide anything through. You're going to have a legit car to get a stick, and that's all there is to it.
Yeah, very true.
Well, man, I wish you the best of luck. You weren't affected by any of the weather that come through the Midwest, were you?
Not too bad. I just actually I've got a big enclosed trailer I'm going to pull, and I kind of had it in a spot that was a little bit hairy, so I just went and drug it out to make sure I could get it out of there. But no, we're good. I think most of the flooding's up north, so hopefully those guys up north can get down here without too much trouble and be a good time.
Cool.
Awesome. Well, travel safe, and we look forward to catching up with you on Thursday, man.
All right. Thanks, guys. We'll see you there.
We'll see you later. Good luck.
All right. Bye.
There goes Troy Bohannon, catching up with Troy for a few minutes. We're going to talk with Ken Duff, which is, we sent a bunch of messages out the last 2 weeks trying to catch up with people that were some folks that we hadn't talked to in a while. Jason Dials was just getting back from another meeting, so he wasn't able to come on. And you know, I don't think work realizes how much struggle they're putting him through in terms of finishing his car for Capital City. Ken, this is Chris. Can I put you in?
Funny thing is, Jason works for himself, right?
Yeah. It's, so I thought. When we see him, I'm going to ask him, so those really meetings or you just didn't want to do it? Kenneth Duff is joining us here on the line, making his first appearance on the Crash Course podcast. Ken, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
Ken said that we had to remember that he wasn't big time.
No, I'm the nobody.
Congratulations, either are we.
How's everything coming for Capital City Carnage?
Got a few little minor things to kind of tighten up, but other than that, the They're letting us run our Blizzard Bass cars this year for the compact. Mm-hmm. And pretty much all I had problems out there at Blizzard Bass with trying to keep axles in it, so the car is still in great shape. Hopefully I got my axle problems fixed and give her another try for Capital Carnage.
So is that a geometry thing, you know, looking at how the front end was put together that you had to remedy, or was it something simpler than that?
We've been trying all last summer. I ran my Blizzard Bass car from the year before last, all last summer around home, and we were just trying different variations of axles all summer, and we thought we had it figured out, and then I had a certain axle that a company was making for us, and they just didn't hold.
Sure.
And which the motor that I run for my summer shows, I've got a motor built for Blizzard Bass and Capital Carnage that I run that Millsy Motorsports built, and we're kind of wondering if we're not getting too much torque or if it's just the axle. But I had some friends help with me, Kyle Ball, a little bit on the geometry part, and I took it out on the pavement, and she'll let her eat and ain't broken axle yet. So we'll see how it does out there.
You know, you just hit on something like that. I never thought of that because I guess I'm not that smart, but you see a lot of these guys are building some nasty motors for compact cars now. We've seen the full-size cars, guys eating transmissions because of the horsepower and the torque. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if that was a problem in the compacts. I mean, you know, those cars aren't built for all that horsepower and all that, you know, increased torque and stuff. So that wouldn't surprise me if that was an issue as well. I didn't even think of that completely.
Yeah, I haven't had a transmission actually explode or nothing yet. It's just been either tore the outer CV axles, just sheared the balls off in them, or twist the axles completely in two. But yeah, like I said, we've taken this one out and put it on the dry pavement and slammed it forward reverse like a big car, and it seemed to work. So hopefully my luck has changed a little bit.
That's cool.
You get your luck to change, and good things are going to happen for you. You guys have been knocking on the door as a group out there for a while, and now you've got a chance to bring a car that you're at least, you know, a little bit more familiar with, and you've already got the time invested in the build part of it, so you can go through and refine it now. I mean, everybody knows a car's never done, but this one was done once, and now you can sort of polish it up a little bit. On the flip side of that, it comes back to the driver. And you know, I was thinking today how so many times we talk to drivers, Brian, and they say that this is, you know, you got to go in with the approach that this is just another derby. And somebody like Ken, who's been on the cusp of success out in Topeka, is there an art to learning how to drive Topeka itself? You look at, you know, the compact Cadillacs have had repeat success, and you get on the big stage, and everybody's going to go through that, like the adrenaline dump that we just talked about with the mod cars. But there's that different amplification of the adrenaline when you go through the tunnel. You pull into the lights, and there's the production, and there's the 7-foot-tall walls all the way around you, and there's a bowl of people that are staring down at you, and the pace with the compacts is typically pretty good. Is there an art to learning how to drive that show so that you can keep your emotions in check and hang around so that you're there at the end, regardless of what the pace is, more than what you would see at other big shows?
Yes, there is. I mean, you come through that tunnel and that adrenaline hits you like, here I am. It's time to go. And I've learned, Corey Luddington's helped me out a lot. The thing is, he's been trying to keep me, just stay calm, keep your head cool, don't get mad, and just try to go. And, trying to keep everything under control and not let your temper get away from you a little bit out there, it really helps. And I've gotten a lot better the last year or so with that, and try to stay calm. But going through that tunnel, everything changes. I mean, it completely changes out there.
And that's, you know, we've heard so many drivers say that, and I mean, that's, you know, that's the thing. I mean, it's, you know, if you're a more aggressive driver to begin with, you know, I mean, you come into there and it's gotta just amplify it by 10 times. I mean.
Yes, it does. A lot.
I mean, I couldn't even imagine it. I mean, you know, I've never pulled through that gate, and but you know, just knowing how, you know, I generally feel coming onto a track, and that's the thing. You know, I Many times, sorry, Josh Beal, many times at Waterloo, you know, I've heard the crowd in other places. I've heard the crowd over the cars. Uh-huh. And I mean, to be in front of, you know, 6,000-8,000 people and just to hear that noise and, you know, everything's going on, I can't even imagine trying to keep your senses and not just, you know, stand on the gas and just junk stuff. But
so when,
that's
when
why
Brian,
I talk about him, I guess.
When Brian was saying that, Ken, you kind of chuckle a little bit. How come?
Because he's 100% right. I mean, you pull in there and you shake that hand and come through there, and then you see everybody that's out there and everything. And then when it comes down to that count, you can hear everybody counting with you. And you want the first thing you think is huddle to the floor and just go. But I've come to learn running Blizzard Bash and Capital Carnage that it's not that way, because it ain't going to take you long to put your own self out.
Do you have time to take a breath? I mean, during that countdown, do you have time to try and smell the cupcake, blow out the candle? You know, the calm.
I try to, but it don't always happen that way.
Yeah. I heard Kenny Rosno found a way to do it. He listens to Tranquil Waters recordings in his ears to instead helps him stay calm.
that's hilarious.
Have you, you made a comment just a minute ago about you can put yourself out, and we've seen folks do a really successful job at putting themselves out, you know, unintentionally. Have you been in that spot before where you've taken yourself out?
Yes.
Yeah.
Blizzard Bash, the very first year at Blizzard Bash, the first heat we was out there in, mm-hmm. I went to take a hit on the car, and I did get the hit, but I pinned my own self, took my own self out. And then the year after that, I turned around and done the same thing. Got the bumper hung up on the wheel, got my front wheels off the ground, and that was another put myself out. Just
gotcha.
Stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But with the speed and everything that's on going out there, it's hard to keep your head on straight and try to watch everybody that's there.
Years ago.
Especially at Capital Carnage.
Sure. Yeah, because you don't have the team around you. It's all heads up.
Yeah, there's a lot of cars on the track at once.
Years ago, the walls were a factor because they were soft. They were just dirt berms, essentially. Now they're sheer-faced, you know.
Walls.
Rock walls.
Yep, they're hard.
So we've talked a lot about what it does to the big cars. You know, there's extra mass coming into the impacts. You catch them, it'll cave the cars in from the side, et cetera, et cetera. Now, the compacts are a little different deal. They carry more speed. They're lighter. How does the wall play into it with the small cars?
You get a beating, you get caught up against the wall and get hit in the side, you feel it. Yeah. You really feel it. Driving into it, it's not really that bad. A bumper dig a little bit, back, but as far as getting caught on your side up against it, that's the world's worst.
Right.
Yeah, because that ain't given. It's the squishy part in the middle that's given.
The driver?
Yeah.
Mike Koch going to be out there. We're going to see, I think that's Koch, actually. Yeah, it's Koch, Jason Koch. Mike Koch coming from up Minnesota. Nate Middendorf also going to be making the trip down. Mm-hmm. We reached out to RJ Lijois, hopefully I'm saying that right, from Gray Area. Looking forward to seeing him and Ralph down there. And then, of course, the compact Cadillac guys, the Scott Mulders and Kevin Ullmans of the world are going to be out there as well. I guess the final question I got for you is what do you do to get past those guys? They seem to be the answer to every other kryptonite out there.
Honestly, I haven't got to get down that far yet. But they are a great, I mean, you talk about Kevin and Scott Mulder. They're great drivers. They build hard cars. Mm-hmm. They know what they're doing. I know they're coming back to try to take that first second again. Mm-hmm. And all I can do is try.
Absolutely.
But I've never actually got to make it down to the end to actually play with them. But I'm hoping this time the car will hold together and we can all make it down to the end and then we can see how it goes.
Right. Well, there's always the chance that this is the year, right? That luck finally smiles on you, and you can be down there in that mix as well.
Yep, I'm hoping for it. I mean, my luck here lately ain't been the last year hasn't been very good. It's slowly been starting to turn around, not with just the Derby stuff, but some other stuff, and
sure.
It's starting to turn around. So I'm hoping that maybe this year I'll have some good luck out there. But like you said, the compact list is stacked. I mean, there's a good, great bunch of guys out there that's going to be there at Carnage that can build some really hard cars and can drive their butt off.
Absolutely. Well, man, we wish you the best of luck. We look forward to catching up with you on Thursday night when we get into town. You weren't affected by any of the weather at all?
Not yet, but I've been talking to a couple of friends up in Nebraska and everything, and we know all that water and up in Iowa is going to be coming down through Missouri, but right now it hasn't. But hopefully it don't cause major flooding like they're expecting, but so far it hasn't yet.
Awesome. Well, for sure, wish you the best. Travel safe, and we look forward to catching up with you down there. Appreciate you making some time for us and coming on the show.
Thanks for inviting me on the show.
You bet. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep. Bye.
There goes the one and only not big time. I'd love to leave your mic open, but you got to stop coughing.
Man, I'm going to die.
You got to head on your way? All
right. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Talk amongst yourselves.
We'll do what we can. Well, I think now would be as good a time as any to cut to this for a moment and let everybody know exactly what it is that we've been talking about. Capital City Carnage is coming up this weekend. Looking forward to getting out there to Topeka for this. The Heat Draw Show is going to be on Thursday night, 7 o'clock start time for that. Friday is the opening round of heats for the Limited Weld. Saturday is the Twin Bill. Saturday the 23rd at 10 o'clock is the Limited Weld Constellations, the Compacts, and that first group of the Extreme Two-Man Class. And then at 7 o'clock, it's the 10,000 to Win Limited Weld feature, the Modifieds, and that second Extreme Two-Man Class is on deck as well. Again, March the 21st through the 23rd is Capital City Carnage 2019, Kansas Expo Center, Topeka, Kansas. Smash It is in charge of it. Online for more details, capitalcitycarnage.com. And now we've got Dylan Kunkel joining us online. Dylan there. Dylan, how are you?
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's going on, Dylan?
Doing all right. How's the build coming? Everything done?
No. We just pulled around the other day from last November, so.
Is there that much to do?
Well, you think that usually between heats it doesn't take us very long to fix them, but when you bring them home it seems like it takes 10 times as long.
Is it because of how hard the Blizzard Bash cars are? We've talked about it a thousand times about how when you make something super hard, it's the weird bends, it's the next weak link in line that goes bad that you don't necessarily have a tried and true way to fix that makes it harder to put those mod cars back together so that they can be as strong a piece as possible.
Yeah, that and you're on a timeline down there. So, you're hustle to get everything done and done right. At home, you got a little more time to think about it and drink a beer in between and whatever to make it right. So
it's a lot of ingenuity in the bottom of an aluminum can, isn't there?
That's right.
The mod class this year, it's been growing a little bit the last couple of years. I think this year is one of the strongest fields that we've seen in recent memory. You know, you pack that many mod cars out there. What are you expecting in terms of what this event is going to be like, what the pace is going to be like, and how the cards are going to fall?
I think, the mods, they had a waiting list, and it sounds like there's still several people that like to run in it. And looks like the Limited World stack pretty good, too. So, as always, it's a good time down there in Topeka. So, it'll be a good time, and I think the cars will be very competitive as usual.
Mm-hmm. Your car is one from Blizzard Bash last November. Putting that back together, we've seen time and time over the Blizzard Bash car gets used at Blizzard Bash and then you run it for the following summer. Running it in the mod class here at Capital City Carnage, is that still going to leave you anything to use for the course of the summer?
No guarantees. I got another pre-ran car that I can run drop the summer if I have to. So if I come home with junk, that's the way it goes sometimes. So I'm all right with that. So
be a lot nicer to come home with junk and a trophy than just coming home with junk, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Hopefully we can. Yeah, you're right. Hopefully come home with junk and a trophy.
The field itself, the lineup. What we're going to see is it generally. the last several years anyway, the mod feature has turned into a bit of a team feature. So how early does that politicking and that conversation start about who you're going to run with, and how much of that is decided before you even get there in terms of who you ran with and the alliances that were made in November?
This year, I got most of my teams running in this, except right. for Eric Floyd, but the rest of my team's running in the mod class, so I'm just kind of going with that, I guess, and no one's, it'll happen once you get down there, I'm sure, but
right.
for me, I already got my guys, you know, that I run with, so.
Sure. When Troy was on, he was talking a little bit about some of the different dynamics out there, and he said he's not going to be the pace setter, but he's willing to go out there and match the pace with the pace setter. You got a group of four guys out there, that are three guys rather, that have run together. They got a history together, know how to move and think as one. Is that play into helping you guys be the pace setters, or does that give you guys an advantage in terms of being able to hang back, pick your shots, and not go above and beyond what somebody else's pace might be?
I think this is going to be a, I think it'll be a fast pace.
Yeah.
Speed is the one and done, and I think that, you know, Kyle and I run together, and Kyle runs pretty hard also. I think it's going to be, if we set the pace, it's probably going to be pretty quick, so.
Mm-hmm.
I guess people usually follow suit, so we'll see.
Do you like the one and done? I mean, it's got to be nice to leave home not having to bring the porta powers and the jacks and the torches yeah. and all the extra tires and everything.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you get to enjoy Speak a little more versus the team show. You know, you don't get a whole lot of time to, I mean, depending on how your heats go, but I think it'll be a lot more relaxing this go around here with it being one and done. So,
how's Kyle's car coming?
He's done. He just sent me a snap a little bit ago. He's got her painted and everything, and one of my buddies said, I don't know why you're painting a second place car, but.
That's awesome.
Can't go wrong with that.
You bet.
If you got enough time to paint it,
should be welded
things,
more.
Yeah, things went well. Kyle's car doesn't need any real welding on it.
Well, you know, not really too much.
they're never done, but that's about as done as it's going to get. That's going to be a nice tight piece too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he works. He's got a. He works during all of this rest of this week here, so he had to get it done. So he's got everything pretty much wrapped up now. So all he's got to do is load her up, and I think we're going to leave Thursday at noon. So
cool.
Down there for the pit party and stuff.
Awesome. Well, we look forward to catching up with you down there. Pop over and say hello, and if we don't see you, we'll go try and find you guys out in the pits. But we'll be looking forward to it. And, you know, with that you got numbers on your side, man. I wish you the best of luck.
Yeah, Chris, I gotta throw out old Chris Frank, number 39. He ain't ran in 4 years in that limited well class, so he's coming back out of retirement. So
cool.
We gotta give him a good luck on that deal.
Awesome. Good deal.
We will be looking for him when we get down there as well. I guess we're going to be doing some of those interviews and stuff like we do to run in between. And the fact that he came out of retirement to come and run this one, we'll track him down.
Number 39, can't miss him.
Hopefully that doesn't end up being a jinx on him.
Yeah, you know,
that's right.
All right.
All right, thanks, guys.
For
have
sure.
Have a good one.
Appreciate you coming on, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, bye.
That was Dylan Kunkel and... just about on schedule for everything. Are you done over there?
I mean, I don't know what is going on, man.
Your contributions have been few and far between this evening.
Sorry.
It's been mostly...
at least for the last 10 minutes.
You know what it's not? It's not an advertisement for Hall's effectiveness, that's for sure.
Oh, my goodness. Usually they work, but kicking my butt right now.
My sinuses are so... my eyes have been driving me nuts. Standing in turn three, running the camera down there in Delaware. I was eating all of this
sand.
Dust and rubber. And yeah, it was a high sand content clay. Oh, my gosh. It was...
I feel fine. It's just this cold. This cough is annoying me.
Hello? Hello? Uh-oh. There it goes.
Whew. Dead phone.
I was trying to be very specific with the schedule with Scott Mulder, and then it seemed like maybe it wasn't going to work. Scott said there was the chance that he would have some trouble with his phone, so we might not be getting him. Is it Scott? Hey, it's Chris. Can I put you in? Perfect. And we got him. Scott Mulder joining us here for our last interview of the evening. Scott getting ready to go back down and run with the compact side of things at Capital City Carnage. Scott, how are you?
Well, not too bad. You?
We're doing okay. How's the car coming?
I was actually working on it before you called. Pretty close. Things are finally starting to fall together.
Fall together as if you guys needed more reason to be confident to go into Capital City Carnage. Now things are falling your way. I mean, I've seen you guys. If the prior runs have been facing adversity, what's this weekend going to be like?
Well, that's part of the problem. I mean, that's what took me out in that Blizzard Bash. I mean, the car was running great. Things were looking really good towards the end, and then all of a sudden, you know, Kevin fell off with a half shaft, and I fell off with a transmission issue, and then there it was, Ben and one of the Missouri guys and one of the Minnesota guys, and mm-hmm. we had numbers, and just like that, there was nothing, you right. know, so, yeah, you know, motor training swap, and between the weather and my job, it's just been a little bit of a slow go.
Doesn't it suck when your job interferes with derbying? I mean, seriously, jobs can be such a pain.
Well, that's kind of why Blizzard Bash is always so tough for me, because I'm self-employed. I farm, and that's fall is harvest time, you know. And
yeah,
usually we're done with everything by Blizzard Bash, but you know, you got to build the car before you get there. So
it was funny. I just touched on tonight, like. There'll be this weekend. We'll get screenshots from guys who are out planting or fitting ground as they're watching us on their phone and their tractors. So
yeah, that's always cool.
Gotta love the farmers, man, that are out there supporting us. That's awesome.
Yeah, we're far from planting here. I mean, I think we're gonna have just a sort of time getting down to Topeka because of all the flooding from the snow melting. I don't know if you heard about like Nebraska and Western Iowa.
Yep.
It's there's roads closed yet, and we're probably going to have to take pretty serious detours down. So,
yeah, I see they're we'll posting see. All that on Facebook.
Yeah, the Capital City Carnage page had a couple updates on where to tune into to find additional detour information and things along those lines. Motor tranny swap. So to go out on a limb, I suppose it's the same car from Capital City Carnage, or did you build a new one?
Same car as Blizzard Bash, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Hard to believe.
Hard to believe.
You guys have come to be just synonymous with success out there. And after Blizzard Bash went the way that it did, I suppose law of averages, that was bound to happen at some point. But does that spark a fire underneath you guys as you get ready to come out to come back with a little bit more resolve and try to get back into those winning paying positions?
For me, I mean, I can't really talk for the rest of the guys. I think it lit a fire under Ben's butt. I mean, he won it for the team. He was super excited. I mean, I was obviously excited too to finally get a little luck as far as the November show goes. But, no, I mean, I could have just sat back and kind of been like, yep, that's good enough. But yeah, they're pushing. Everyone's kind of pushing to try again next year. We'll see how that goes, but yeah, you know, it kind of goes both ways. You're sure. satisfied, but yet you always want to try for more. It's kind of the way the sport is.
We were talking with Ken Duff a little bit earlier, and he said there's an art to learning how to drive Topeka, and it's different than other big shows that you go to, and we even joked with Tim Clark, it's just another derby, but in reality it's not just another derby. The atmosphere is so different. And how long did it take for you to get acclimated to the atmosphere in Topeka? You guys seem to drive so comfortably. It doesn't ever look like you ever get rattled. It doesn't look like there's a lot of emotion going on inside the cockpit. It's just it's just business. It's just, to understate it, just another derby. Is that a long time, or is that deception even? Do you feel some of those butterflies and that adrenaline?
I still get excited, but... Yeah, with some experience, you know. I really don't know what to say. With experience, you know, you kind of stay a little calmer under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a different atmosphere than most shows. Went to Bash for Cash last year, and definitely drive a little different from that show to this one.
Sure.
Both big great shows, but just a little bit different. You got to drive different in the heat there versus this one. I mean, this one, you know, you got one team versus one team. You really, green flag drops, you got to go.
Right. You know, this one, I looking at the roster, I think it would be, I think it's fair to say that this at some point is going to turn into a replay of a Blizzard Bash team feature.
Oh, yeah.
Looking at the number of guys that are coming from common pockets and stuff like that. So that team mentality certainly does help if you're accustomed to driving that way. Even though it's not advertised as a team feature, I think that atmosphere is going to come around. And honestly, I lost track. Is it Kevin's turn to win in March, or is your number up?
I never back down for anybody. You know, if it gets down to the two of us, we'll battle it out. Or I got my nephew Trevor coming along. You know, we'll see once what happens. I try my best. That's all I can do. But yeah. Compared to the last couple of years, I mean, the last couple of years are good names too, but this year is going to be it's going to be rough out there. I mean, got a couple, me and Kevin from our team, and got a couple from the second place team from Missouri, and I think three from the third place team from Minnesota.
Yep,
all a bunch of great builders. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it should be excellent from a fan standpoint of view, I would say. If you like watching compacts, this will be one to watch, I'd say.
How much of an equalizer is the wall?
What was that?
How much of an equalizer is the wall from what it used to be back when it was soft? And that's one of the things we were asking Ken a little bit earlier that we never really thought about. We've always talked about what the wall does to the big cars and how much of a challenge it can be if you get caught against it. You know, the small cars are faster, they're lighter. You guys are able to use your Blizzard Bash cars this year, and I think that's the first time that you've been able to do that. Just thinking quick memory, and I could be wrong on that. But how does the wall play into it? Do you get caught along the wall? It seems like a well placed shot on the front tire can knock out both axles in one shot.
Yeah, that's for sure. I've used my Blizzard Bash car the last 2 years also,
okay.
But all the patches had to be cut off.
That's the difference,
so
right there.
This year is the first year with compacts we can leave them on. So
that's awesome. So the Cadillac team cars will be as hard as they were at Blizzard Bash. That's
perfect.
That's great for the guys that run against. All love that.
Good for morale. We've
watched you guys run a bunch, and you know I've marveled at how well you know your guys' builds hold up and how hard you guys drive, and you know definitely. You know the compacts have come such a long ways, and I think you guys and the group that battles for the wins out there every year have really led the charge. I mean it's really turned into an exciting class. You know I mean there's you know the motor combinations, just the builds. I mean it's really started to escalate, and you know I mean you guys get out there and I mean put on a wild show. I mean it's hard hitting, fast paced, and you know, I really think there's a group, you know, a really good following starting to follow the compacts. You know, there's a lot of noise going on, a lot of cheering when that's going on, and you know, I think you guys are definitely you know part of the group that's helped to raise that. It's really you know I enjoy watching the compacts because they, you know, we saw the video last year. I can't remember his name, but he got knocked all the way out of his seat and then back in. Remember from I think it was Blizzard Bash it happened. But they had the replay of the video.
I know I'm butchering his name, Tej Radinius.
Yeah,
something
and
along those lines.
I mean the hitting, and it just it's real. Really, you guys put on a hell of a show. It's always fun to watch out there.
Yep. Yeah, that kid. I think he lives about an hour south of me. That Teague, and yeah, that was a heck of a hit. I think that was O&M that put him out of his seat. That was quite something. He pretty much launched. It's like he had a spring underneath his butt, and he just
ejected
hit the roof and came back down. And I'm surprised he kept in it. He kept driving it.
Yeah, it didn't even.
That was quite something.
Didn't even bother, man. He got back in the seat and he was ready to go. They would have had to stretch me out of there, and I'd have been in traction for a month. But it was all hell of a show. Hell of a
hit. If my memory serves me right, he's a he was a senior in high school, so that young age helps.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. That puts back into perspective. Senior high school, I probably would have survived it.
Senior high school, you'd have been okay?
Yeah, senior in high school.
What a different world.
I was still 10 foot tall and bulletproof. It was a good time.
Right. I know you said that you had a lot of detours to get there. How about your area? Were you affected a whole lot by the weather?
You know, there's a few. There's no bridges wiped out, just a couple driveways and culverts, and seen a lot of people hauling wet carpets out of their basements in town that I've drove through. So we had plenty of rain last fall too. So we got plenty of moisture to last all year, I think. So.
So now on to the business side. How far behind is it going to put you as far as fitting ground and planting? I mean, how far are you from getting in your fields?
Nowhere near. I mean, we got plenty of snow yet. We got a lot of big drifts yet. A lot of snow in the waterways, along the edges of the waterways, north side of the groves and stuff. So nowhere near. But you know. I think this morning was the last day it's supposed to freeze over the 10-day forecast. So,
nice.
You know, lots going to change over the next week, 10 days.
Yep.
So,
right now.
You just never know. There's a couple days of rain possibilities. Depends on how much rain we get.
Definitely. Well, on the plus side, if you're looking at the 10-day forecast, that's well after Capital City Carnage is already over with, so you can worry about getting in the field after you wrap up another successful trip to Topeka.
Yeah, it'd be nice if the forecasters could get it correct.
Okay. Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
For sure. Well, man, I appreciate you coming on and making some time for us to talk a little bit about Capital City Carnage. We look forward to catching up with you down there. Hopefully all your travels go safe and smooth. The detours aren't too crazy. And the final steps of the car go smooth and uneventful as well.
Yep, look forward to putting on a show.
For sure. We look forward to catching up with you down there, man. Thanks for coming on.
Yep, thank you. Bye.
See you later. Goes Scott Mulder. That's going to wrap it for that leg of things. Again, Capital City Carnage is going to be available online. Jump on DerbyNation.tv. The link is right in the bottom of the comments on our Facebook post. Jump on Facebook, Crash Course Podcast. You can find the links there. Jump on DerbyNation.tv. You can find all the order links there. Again, Friday night action, Saturday morning action, Saturday evening action. Heats, Consolations, and the championship round for limited welds. The other stuff is interspersed in between. We'll have the heat draws on Thursday night. I know you said that you wanted to mention something about the
swap
just
meet.
Real
Holy
quick.
Cow.
We got 5 minutes left.
I finally got to the chance to get out to get to the swap meet. What a great job the Ellisons and crew do. It is huge. If I'm sure we'll have another one next year. If you haven't been there, you should go. If it's not there, you don't need it for a derby car. I'm here to tell you, from motors to valve stems, I mean, everything is out there.
Bring a welder and some firewood. You could build the car without even having anything.
Absolutely,
right?
They had a fire going. Wayne Jr., Tim. I saw Jamie Eldred Sr. running around in his skidster. What a great job! Really a good thing for the derby world. I suggested to Wayne Jr. either strippers or mud wrestling next year. We'll see how that goes. But seriously, great thing for the derby world. A lot of people there, and I saw people from all over. It's really gotten big. Just very impressive. Gary Noe was there buying cores and all sorts of stuff, and he's going to have a bigger truck because he had a ginormous truck, and it was bending. Looked like it was maybe bending in the middle. I can't verify that if you see it on Facebook.
I'm sure he's got means to find another frame if he needs it.
Yeah, he'll be all right. But again, it was huge. It was great. The weather wasn't terrible. It wasn't raining. It wasn't snowing. It was a little windy. I stood with Dan O'Connell. The Derby World came through as always. Dan and his son Bryce were selling meat sticks for a camping trip.
Right.
And they sold out within a couple hours. So thumbs up to the Derby community for helping out that young man. It was a good day. I was there for a little while and got pretty chilly. I said on Facebook, I hope the crew that was running it got the foul later because they must have been frozen. But
awesome.
Very cool. It was a good time.
Glad it went well. I know they did the car giveaway as well, and with the sounds of things, it was packed to the point where are we going to do it next year? You know,
it was full. There was people coming and going. I mean, like I said, I left around 10 or 10:30, I guess it was maybe around closer to 11, but
awesome.
It was cool to see. I mean, there was
I want to send a thank you out to Ryan Deal as well. Ryan Deal at the last minute sent a $25 donation to Alan's Jump Rope for Heart program at the school, and it sent him well over his goal. He had a goal, of, I think he said 225 or 250, and it put him up to 310. Good. Last year he was in the top three in the school, and he really wanted to get that number one spot so he can put a pie in Mr. Murphy's face. And Ryan Deal, we don't know yet, but Ryan Deal might have been what sent him over the edge, which would be awesome. That's going to do it for us. 266, jumped 100 ahead. 266 is in the book. We appreciate everybody making some time and breaking away from their bills. We will see everybody on Thursday again, DerbyNation.tv. Find it there. If you go to the Smash It page, you can also find information on the Fantasy League going live as well. So you can get in on that. DerbyNation.tv is where it's going to be. We look forward to seeing everybody out there. We will next time we will be talking to all of you lucky fans. It will be Thursday night during the heat draws. We'll see everybody then. Thanks.
Crash Course Live is presented by
Smash It Demolition Derby, who hosts Bash for Cash, Blizzard Bash, and Capital City Carnage. Online at smashitderby.com. And Stirring Dirt Racing, hosts of May Mania's team show at the Golden Spike Arena in Ogden, Utah. Online at stirringdirtracing.com.
Reckless Abandon Derby Apparel and Derby Inc. Magazine.
This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FigureLakes1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York.